This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. This is a commentary about the decay of compassion in our community. Altruism, a concern for the welfare of others without regard to reward or benefit, has been a strong value in medicine and in American society. The U.S. is now ranked 5th in the World Giving Index, based on personal giving, volunteer time, and the number of people willing to help a complete stranger. Perhaps it's the economy which has forced people to focus on their own concerns and ignore others who are less fortunate. I was recently sitting on a Southwest plane when an elderly disabled couple boarded at the very end of the boarding process. As they hobbled on the plane with their walkers, the flight attendant used the PA system to ask if somebody sitting in the front of the plane would please offer their seat to this couple and move to the back of the plane. After several pleas, the flight attendant offered a free drink. Then she added some extra peanuts. Nobody volunteered. Finally, one man in the second row stood up and shuffled toward the aisle. He offered his seat and moved to the back of the plane. People were astounded when they saw that he was missing one leg. This was the only person to offer his seat. At the pharmacy, a long line snaked through the soap aisle. A very elderly woman with a walker moved toward the front of the line as she attempted to ask the pharmacist a clinical question. Several people began shouting and pointing out to her, "Excuse me, you know, there's a line here." In fact, a young man told her that she wasn't any more special than anyone else in line. At a home improvement store, a woman in her mid-50s loaded bricks into her pickup truck with a disabled sticker on the window of the car. She was parked in a handicapped spot as a man wheeled by in his wheelchair. He turned and said in a friendly voice, "You know, the best spot I could find was way at the end of the aisle." She turned toward me and explained that he should have come shopping earlier. She clarified that she was using her father's truck and he did have a disabled placard. Why aren't people willing to consider those less fortunate? Martin Luther King explained once that every man must decide whether he will walk in the light of creative altruism or in the darkness of destructive selfishness. Have any listeners experienced an especially upsetting lack of compassion? How did it go? Did others step forward and help? Let us know your experience by posting at kcrw.com/second opinion. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes.